Hallelujah.
This one.
Yes.
Yes. This one. Yes. Turn it on. Yes.
Thank you. That's it. Thank you. 感谢主
，Thank you，
感谢主
，Come Jesus，
耶稣啊，请你来
，We need you，
我们需要你
，We are desperate，
主啊，我们渴慕你
，We are waiting for you，
我们等候你
，Something is going to happen，
我们有些新鲜的事要发生
，We need an answer，
我们需要你的回答。
You have an answer.
你有答案给我们
Jesus.
耶稣
That's why we have come here.
那就是我们为什么要来这里
But we are ready to cry out to you.
我们已经向你呼求
Because we have been going to many, many places.
我们到了很多的地方
We are searching and searching.
我们一直在寻找答案
We are trying to find big and famous people.
我们去寻找那些有名的牧者
But today we know one thing.
但是今天我们知道
The answer is in you.
我们这个耶稣是唯一的答案
You are my answer.
你是我的答案
For all my problems, you are my answer.
啊，我有很多的问题，但是你是唯一的答案
That's why I come to you.
为什么我要来到你的面前
I need an answer.
因为你会给我答案
Because I have been waiting for a long time.
因为我已经等了很久了
Now is the time.
现在是时刻。
I know this is the time.
现在就是时刻。
I don't want to leave you.
啊，我不要离开你。
Because that's going to be an answer for my problem.
Yeah, 因为那是你要来回答我的。
Because my problem is too big.
因为我的问题太大了。
No man can solve this problem.
没有人可以解决我的问题。
Because the situation is so dark.
啊，因为现在的情况是多么的黑暗。
This is beyond my control.
这是超过我能够掌握的。但是我只知道一件事情
control,
我的神是在掌控当中
control,
我的神在掌控当中
God is a power,、
啊、我的神是有能力的
answer my problem,
他能够解决我的问题
Thank you, Jesus,
谢谢耶稣
speak to your people,、
啊、对你的、百姓讲话
I see so many people here,
我看到这么多的人
they have come for only one thing,
他们只有求一件事情
to see you,
他要看见你
to seek you,
他要寻找你
to find an answer for you.
他要寻求你的答案
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢
Today you will speak to the people.
哦，你会今天来对我们说话
I don't know who they are.
我不知道他们是谁
I don't know what's their problem.
我不知道他们的问题是什么
But you know their hearts.
我知道他们的心
You know their hearts past.
你知道他们的过去
And you know their future.
你知道他们的未来
I know only their past.
我只知道他们的过去
But you know the future.
你知道他们的未来
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Speak to us today.
对我们说话。
Thank you, Father.
谢谢 Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you for your presence.
谢谢你的同在。
Your presence is so powerful today.
你今天荣耀的同在是非常的有能力的。
And we want to be in your presence all the time.
我们要一直留在你的同在当中。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
This time I'm so happy to come here.
哦，我非常感到高兴来到这个地方。
Because this time I see the anointing is extraordinary here.
因为我看见这个恩膏是非常非常的浓厚。
Amen.
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 I see the fire this time.
我看到了火在这个当中。
Because God is bringing new fire and new anointing.
因为神带下了新的火，新的恩膏在这个地方。
We need this new fire.
我们需要这个新的火。
Amen.
Amen.
I see the people, even the people, maybe 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, they all dancing, worshiping like 15 and 16, 17 years old.
我看到很多人像跳舞啊，像在那边敬拜啊，好像15、16、17岁的年轻人一样。
Praise God.
谢谢耶稣，感谢耶稣。
God has chosen this place.
神拣选了这个地方
for the coming revival,
是为了即将来临的复兴。
I believe the revival is coming very soon.
我相信这个复兴即将要来到。
God choosing the small places.
神拣选了这么微小的地方。
God choosing the small people.
啊，上帝也拣选了我们这些卑微的人群。
So I thank God for this small church.
啊，我们先感谢主这个一个小的教会。
I thank God for the small people.
啊，虽然是很小的教会，很少的人。
So this is what I sense these days.
这是我最近能够领受到的。
God is speaking of people.
神要拣选一些的人。
Who are not famous people?
可能不是一个很有名的人。
They are not very small people.
可能都是微小的人，卑微的人。
And they have no banners, no platform.
他们可能没有什么很好的平台能够。
God is choosing these people for a great, great revival.
但是神却拣选了这些卑微的人，要成为一个复兴的浪潮。
I don't know how many people are so famous people sitting here.
我不知道当中有没有人比较有名的人可以，你们当中是有名的人吗？
No,
no,
I don't see any famous people.
我没有看到什么很有名的人在这里。
That means we are in the right place.
那我们就在一个对的地方了。
God needs small people.
哦，神需要我们卑微的人。
If you really want to see the power and the glory of the Lord,
如果你想要看到这个非常有荣耀、有能力的神，
we have to be small and humble.
我们必须要卑微，而且是谦卑的。
God is using the people unnoticed and even unwanted. God is using those people.
神就是使用那些卑微的，好像没有人要的，没有人看得起的，他就是要这样子的人。
Today people have no label, no name, no identity. I tell you, within few years, maybe within 10 years, God is going to raise them up in front of the nations.
如果你今天呢是一个小人物，或是一个无名小辈，但是十年之后呢，也许你就是神重用的人。
This is a time for the nations.
这是一个时候要为我们国家来的。
So God needs small people.
所以神需要我们这些无名小辈。
I tell you, my ministry is always with the small people.
你知道我的事工就是专门去照顾这些无用的人。
In my home, I have 40 children.
在我的家里面呢，我有40个小孩。
You know, but their prayers are so powerful.
但是他们的祷告是非常有能力的。
They always pray for the nation.
他们永远就是为了国家来祷告。
And when I say, you just pray, but they will cry.
他们要祷告的时候，他们却是在哭泣。
And they really hard for the nation.
但是他们有一个心是为了万国来祷告。
I want to show you a video of the children pray these days.
我要让你们看到说，我们这些小朋友们怎么样来为。
You know, these days, the children, they pray for the nation which they have never seen that nation.
他们为那些国家，他们甚至都不知道、不认识的国家，他们在为他们哭泣祷告。
So language is not a problem.
但是语言不是一个问题。
Culture is not a problem. Culture is not a problem. Culture.
龙妹 ，culture 文化是不一样的，没有关系。
And education is not a problem.
教育也不是一个问题。
Your status is not a problem.
你什么样的身份也没什么问题。
But God will speak to your heart.
但是神要对你的心说话。
And then God will reveal in your dream. God will reveal what is in His heart.
神会告诉你在你的梦中呢，会彰显出他的心意是什么。
So this is the time God is raising a praying generation.
所以现在神是在兴起这个祷告的世代。
You know, these days I'm showing to many, many churches and many, many pastors and ministries how our children pray.
我用了这个同样的这个影片呢，来告诉他们说，这是我们现在的小朋友正在做的事情呢。那你觉得像这些他们可以做什么样子的事工？
We have opened children's house of prayer.
我们有很多的这个儿童祷告事工。
四号。
C-Hop.
Yeah, C-Hop's a prayer. Children's house of prayer.
就是儿童的祷告之家。
So children from different nations, they pray in the world language.
Yeah, 他这个儿童祷告之家呢是为世界各个国家在祷告。
So every child has to pray for their own nation and also adopt one more nation in prayer.
这个小孩子你要必须为自己的国家祷告，而且呢你必须要选择一个国家来祷告。
And when they pray for other nation, you can see they cry out and they pray.
你可以看到当 他们为另外一个国家祷告的时候呢，他们是在那边哭求的，将心倾倒出来的这样哭求。
People ask, how can they pray when they pray for China, pray for Taiwan? How can they pray like this?
我们真的是非常的惊讶，他们怎么可以有这么样子的用心的来为其他的国家，他甚至不认识的人祷告呢？
Because this generation, God is raising up the generation, they will go beyond the territory and then they cry out for the nation.
因为现在呢，神在兴起这个世代的祷告，儿童的祷告呢，会超越那个地域的限制。
I want to show you how our children pray for Taiwan.
好，我来向你们展现出一个影片，让这些小朋友他们怎么样对台湾祷告。
They pray for many nations.
他们对很多的国家在祷告。
So this child is adopting Taiwan.
这个小朋友是在台湾被收养的。
So she's praying for Taiwan.
哦，他选择哦，他选择台湾是成为他那个祷告的对象。
So every child has to adopt two nations.
每个小孩子他都要选择两个国家。
One their own nation.
他们自己的国家。
And also one more nation they can adopt.
啊，然后另外一个国家是他不认识的国家。
So this child is adopting Taiwan.
所以这个小孩子呢，他选择了台湾成为他代祷的对象。
This is the time God is raising up this.Next generation.
所以现在就是神在兴起我们下一代的祷告。
So this is time for our children.
这是我们儿童现在要迎上来做同样的事情
的时候。So when you see this, I want everyone to pray, Jesus, I want my son, my daughter, my grandson, my granddaughter should pray like this child.
我们要祷告我们的小朋友也要像他们这样子祷告，为万国来祷告。
How many of you believe when you see this anointing is going to your children?
你有多少人相信呢？当你看完这个影片的时候，这上面这个为万国代祷的恩膏会临到你的家呢？
Amen. When you see this, I know some of you are doing the children ministry, youth ministry. You are going to see this anointing from you, and it's going to your ministry.
你会看到呢，我知道当中有很多人在做儿童事工，但是当你看完这个影片以后呢，我祷告这个恩膏会同样的临到你的事工上面。
Amen.
Amen.
No. let me, Lord, let your love cover my generation. Protect my generation, oh Father. Thank you, Jesus, oh God. Bring a revival in Taiwan, Lord. Can we bring a revival in Taiwan, God? As the word says, not fear, Romans. Be glad in His eyes, for the Lord has done marvelous things, oh Father. Thank you, Lord, above. Pray, Lord, let Taiwan be glad. Let Taiwan arise and shine, oh Father. Let my generation arise and shine in Taiwan, oh Father. Lord, I stand for my generation, oh Father, like me, oh Father, in Taiwan, oh Father. I pray, oh Father, I send the devil, oh Father, my generation in Taiwan, oh Father, and say, Lord, forgive my generation sin, oh God. Forgive my generation sin, God, and bring a revival, oh Father. I pray, Father, my generation will come to you. Let it yes, Jesus, Lord. Lord, bring a revival in Taiwan, oh Father. Let Taiwan turn to you, O Father. Let Taiwan come back to you, Jesus. Let Taiwan people love you, O God. All the people in Taiwan belong to you, God. Because, O Father, you came to this earth. O Father, for Taiwan. For the people in Taiwan, you shed your blood for Taiwan, God. Jesus, bring a transformation in Taiwan. Let every people heart turn to you, God. Let it, Lord. Let them repent for their sin, oh Father. I pray for your move, oh God. Holy Spirit, walk in Taiwan, God. Holy Spirit, I speak your move in Taiwan, God. Let every church arise. Let your people arise. Let my generation arise for Taiwan, God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. I pray, Father, the Lord cleanse the nation of Taiwan. Bring a revival, God. Let there be transformation in every town, in every corner of Taiwan, God. Let your gospel be preached in everywhere in Taiwan, oh Father. Oh Father, there was a rising sign for your light has come, oh Father. Yes, Jesus, Lord, oh Father, Taiwan will arise. My generation will arise for your kingdom, oh Father. There is, oh Father, Taiwan will be, oh Father, a weapon for, Father, in your kingdom, oh Father. My generation in Taiwan will be, oh Father, great weapon for your kingdom, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, I pray, Father. Stretch out your hand, Jesus, and bless Taiwan, Lord. Stretch out your hand and touch my generation in Taiwan, God. Let me thank you, oh Father. Bless my generation, God. Let them come to you. Let them know your heart, oh Father. The Lord, Father, rise up a little, oh Father, generation, oh Father, that will listen to your heart and listen to you, oh Father. Our Father, rise up a generation, oh Father, that will reveal your heart to the nation, oh Father. Thank you, Lord, Father, Lord, Holy Spirit. Take complete control, Holy Spirit. A blessed night, I want, oh Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
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 Somebody raise up your hand.
好，我们举起手来。
Jesus, this is my prayer.
哦，耶稣，这是我的祷告。
This is not a child in India.
这是一个无名小女孩。
But this is my child.
这就是安藤牧师的小孩。
This is not a child in India.
这不是一个印度的一个小孩。
This is my child in my family.
这是我的小孩子在我的家庭里面的。
My son and my daughter.
我的儿女们。
My grandchildren.
我的孙女儿。
They are going to have this anointing.
他们有这样子的恩膏。
I receive this anointing today.
请大家来。
My children will receive this power.
我的儿女们都已经有这样子的。
This is my prayer.
我的祷告是,
this is my prayer.
这是我的祷告。
The day will come, my child will pray for my family.
我的小孩子会来为我。
This is the day I believe my children will pray for my family.
我知道我的小孩子要为我的整个的家庭来祷告。
And I will see the salvation in my family.
我会看到我们的salvation.
Salvation.
Salvation. 我们这 救恩就在我的家庭里面。
The salvation is coming through my children.
哦，我的啊、
salvation is coming through my son. Salvation is coming through my daughter.
我所有的救，我们家里面每个人都要得到救恩。
I see the power coming into my house.
我看见我的这个啊、神的那个能力进来我的家庭。
I'm looking for someone from the great people, great prophet. But today I know, today the power is coming from my son. The power is coming from my daughter. I receive this blessing and anointing.
我们不是在找那个有名的牧者，我们这个恩膏能力是从我们的小孩子来的。
Today I believe you gave my child as a blessing and anointing for my whole generation.
哦，我相信我们的小孩子已经领受到你的恩膏，要来这个祝福整个他们的世代。
Today there is some, this year something is going to happen in my family.
哦，这个世代会今年会发生在我家里面。
This, my son, my daughter, who is rebellious, who is like a prodigal son, but that is a son, that is a daughter, is going to bring the salvation and blessing to my family.
我们家里面也许有悖逆的，有这些流浪的，他们是要成为一个啊福音的使者，要来祝福我的家。
This generation, we think they are useless, they are like a really a problem.But today I see my children are going to bring a great blessing to my family.
我们过去也许对我们的小孩子有不好的看见，不好的印象，但是他们要整个的翻转过来，要成为我们家的祝福，要把我们家每一个人都带进了救恩里面。
I declare this generation is going to bring the power and the fire of Joshua.
啊，我。宣告我们这个小孩子的这个世代要带来耶稣亚的这个恩膏能力。
This is a generation is going to possess and inherit it.
他们要把这个整个的能力要翻转这个世代。
In the past we lost everything, but because of my children, I'm going to receive back and possess it now.
我以前可能失去了很多的祝福，但是因为我的儿女要重新的夺回来。
Today I believe my children will rise up and cry out to God like intercessor, as a worshipper and God child.
我相信我们今天就会看到我们的小孩子要开始像我们这个印度的小孩子开始为家里面的祷告，为了这样子的这个惨难式的祷告，为我们每一个家。
Father, today I pray for the people, those who feel that they have a big heart for these children and the young people, but they are struggling. But today I release a special anointing upon them.
主啊，父啊，我要奉耶稣基督祝福我们当中做父母的，他们也许他们的小孩子不怎么样，但是主啊，你要让他们能够翻转过来，让这个父母能够得到祝福。
They will see the breakthrough in their ministry.
他们要在看到他们的事工要得到的突破。
That is going to be a great transformation in their ministry.
他们在那边有极大的翻转。
Today I release the burden upon this generation.
我奉耶稣基督名，我要让这个整个的。年轻的世代有一个新的负担
will receive a new anointing.
做父母的要有新的恩膏
and their prayer will be answered.
你的祷告要被得到
the children, their more children will come.
有更多的年轻人要进来
and through their children, other children will come.
就透过他们的小朋友呢，另外的小朋友也会跟着进到这个地方
in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名
in Jesus name.
奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen.
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 Thank you Jesus.Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Unexpected things are going to happen.
我现在在期待某一些事情会发生。
God is going to use unexpected, pick up unexpected people.
神会使用那些你没有期待的人做奇妙的事情。
God's way is.It's very exceptional.
神的道路是独特的。
Receive the burden for the young generation.
从神那里领受对我们下一代的负担。
What you cannot do, your children will do it.
你这一世代没办法做成的，你下一世代要做成。
Amen.
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 You know the sister, the last.
Which one? This one?
I told you today, God brought you the four people here for a great purpose. you know, you are going through the, in the past, in your family, walked in the wilderness. But today, God has brought you as a blessing. Thank God. You have a ministry. God is giving you ministry. What you suffered in your life, especially early childhood, and today God is going to give you a ministry on the early childhood young people.
Amen.
The early childhood, the ministry is coming to you. So many times you feel fatherless, and today I tell you, God is releasing you and your team is going to have a ministry together.
Amen.
You and your team. It's not only one person. I'm just praying for all the four people sitting here. This ministry will be a very powerful ministry. God needs you because your ministry is very important. You never expected this ministry, but God brought you to Bay Area for a purpose. There is going to be great revival through 20 children and the young adults. They will come.
Yeah.
You will see the great revival, but you don't know how to pray. But when you release, you will see the power and anointing.
Amen.
Because not only you, your whole team is crying for revival. And God is going to use you. But tonight, today, God is healing you completely.
Amen.
God is healing you completely. In your heart, you all the time say, I want to see the Father. I want to see Father's love. This is your prayer and your cry. Lord, you are choosing me for ministry, but I want to know your Father's love. And today God is speaking to you.
Hallelujah.
Even today before you came, you said, I want to see the Father's love in my life. When I go to the place, even though I have many needs, I want to see the Father's love. Today, God is releasing your Father's love in you. And you'll be told till you will be healed. God is healing you. God is healing you. Receive the call for the Father of the generation. Father, I thank you for choosing these people, Father. I pray these people, Father, they will raise up among the children of the young people because they have gone through the Father, the Spirit in their family. Today, the name of it is broken. Thank you, Jesus. You will never feel the shame. You will never feel the loneliness. My God is with you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 And this sister, God is calling you to take up the call. This sister, you are the one God called you to bring the young people, broken people, because you have gone through the brokenness. I tell you, single moms, God is speaking to you, single moms, because you always say, there are so much marriage problem, but God says, no, I am with you. And the young people come to you, and you will bless them. You will bless them. You will heal them. But these days your prayer will be answered. Single moms, marriage problem, separation, divorce. God is calling you. Cry out to God. What you've gone through the pain in your life. And I tell you, the young generation, when you pray for them, they will become together families. They will have a marriage. God is going to bless you. What happened in your generation will not happen to the next generation. God has received this message. What happened in your past generation is not going to happen in the next generation.
Amen.
Receive this message. God is with you. You are so much worried about the marriage of the children and marriage of the young people who are with you. But today God is calling for this marriage ministry, counseling ministry, but you'll be totally healed. This is not your problem. This is not the problem of your grandparents. This is a God's plan that you have to be saved, and through you, marriage is coming. Marriage is coming, and it's also every marriage going to happen. Especially next year, there's going to be a marriage in your family, and this marriage will never be broken. You see, it will be in the God's center, in God's presence, you will see the marriage. Father, I pray for this mother. She's walking with the pain because unexpected things happen in her life, and every time she looks at the young people, what happened to me should not happen to the young people. That's why she has received the mother's love. Thank you, Father. I pray for the total healing and releasing her completely, God, that her life will be completely changing. She will be able to accept her life, accept her past family, especially the past two generations. She will be able to forgive, accept those two generation in the past, and she will start a new life, and she will see her next generation. Especially marriage is coming into the family. Especially in the ministry, the young people are going to get married. I see the light coming. What she suffered, I pray, especially in her womb, I see the healing. I see the healing in the womb. Because many times, she always feels there is some problem in the womb, but today God is healing your womb. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Especially these days, you are not able to eat properly. When you eat immediately, you feel like vomiting, but today God is healing you. This is not a physical problem. This is a spiritual attack. This is a spiritual attack. Right now I pray in the name of Jesus, you are totally healed, you receive a new anointing, new Amen. Call in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know today before, even before. Sometimes, even before I start my message, I feel like praying for people.
在我开始这个讲信息之前呢，突然之间有感动要为他们两个祷告。
I think because I see many of the people here, you have a big heart for the next generation.
我在那边看到我们当中有很多人，你们有对下一代有很大的负担。
It's not only for your children. You have a call for the children from somewhere, from China, or from Hong Kong, or Taiwan, or somewhere. You have a heart for this generation.
就可能不是你自己的小孩子，而是其他人的小孩子，其他人小孩子的那个世代是你有负担的。
So God is speaking to you today. But I tell you, everyone who has a problem, you have an answer.
不管怎么样，你有什么问题呢？神有答案的。
Come on, say, I have a problem.
你们大家说，我有问题。
Come on, say, I have a problem.
我有问题。
But I have an answer.
但我有答案。
I have a problem.
我有问题。
The answer comes from my God.
但是这个答案是从我的神来的。
But somebody has a problem.
但是 其他人有问题的时候,
I have an answer for their problem.
我有答案给他们。
Amen.
Amen.
I have a problem.
我有问题,
but the answer comes from my Father.
但是我的答案是从神来的。
Somebody has a problem.
别人的问题呢?
So I have an answer for their problem.
我有答案给他们。
Say amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
呀, 感谢赞美主。
Second Kings,
王下,
chapter 5,
五章,
is there anyone who has no problem?
是不是有任何人一点问题都没有呢? 有没有人问题都没有?
Everyone has a problem, right?
每个人都有问题的。
I thank God. So it's good you we come with the problem. It's good to have a problem. God wants to meet us because we have a problem.
神要跟我们会面是因为我们有问题。But
some people have a small problem.
但是有些人他的问题比较小。
Some people have a big problem.
有些人问题比较大。
But everyone has a problem.
但是每个人都有。
I also have a problem.
我也有问题。
You also have a problem.
你也有问题。
That means because of this problem, we are able to come closer to God.
因为这些问题，所以我们到神的面前。
Amen.
Amen.
Second Kings chapter 5,
王下五章,
verse 2.
第二节,
and the Syrians had gone out on raids and had brought out back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited on Naaman's wife.
先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国掳了一个小女子。这个女子就是服侍乃曼的妻。
You see this young girl.
你看到这个小女子吗?
She came with a big problem.
她有一个很大的问题。
Young age.
在很年轻的时候。
Young age.
很年轻的时候。
Get into problem.
但是有了一个大的问题。
Young people always have a big dream.
小女孩都应该有个很伟大的梦想。
But nobody wants to get into big problem.
但是你不想要去有一个大的麻烦。
But this young girl,
但是这个小女生,
she's a dreamer.
她是一个, 能够梦想的人。
He had a big plan.
她有一个很伟大的计划。
But finally got into big problem.
但是她进入了一个很大的问题。
You know the big problem?
她这什么问题呢？
She was separated from her family.
她跟她的家庭分开来了。
She was separated from her people.
她已经跟她自己的族人分开来
了。She was separated from her nation.
她已经跟她自己国家分开来了。
This is a big problem.
这是一个很大的问题，不是吗？
When the relationship is broken, that's a big problem.
当这个关系破裂的时候，这就是一个很大的问题。
When the relationship with God is broken, that's a big problem.
如果跟神的关系已经破裂的话，那是更大的问题。
When the relationship broken with our people, that's a big problem.
人与人之间的关系破裂，那也是一个大的问题。
We may lose a job or maybe a company or even a ministry. That's not a big problem.
如果说我们失去了这个职位啊，或者是失去了一个公司，那不是什么大问题了。
The biggest problem is breaking the relationship with God.
如果说这个问题呢，让你跟神之间的关系破裂的话，那是一个大问题。
The biggest problem is moving away from God.
那个最大的问题呢，是你离开了神。
The biggest problem is a breaking relationship with my husband, my wife, and my children.
如果说还有一个更大的问题，就是你离开了你的配偶、你的小孩子。
So relationship is very important.
那这个关系是一个非常重要的。
Today God is speaking to you.
今天神对你说话。
Your marriage will have a good relationship.
你的婚姻需要一个好的关系。
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Your relationship with God will be really a big blessing.
你跟神的关系今天要有非常大的祝福。
The sister is sitting at the back.
在后面这位坐的姐妹。
The last.
最后。
I think both, is it?
Is it?
Husband, wife?
Yes, they are.
Both of you.
你们站起来。我就不翻译了。
I tell you,
so
your marriage was designed by God. Your marriage is because you say, no, I don't want to get this lady, but I tell you, God brought you here to America to get married to this woman.
Amen.
Even though you had other women come and say, I want to get married to you, but say, no, God said, this is the woman. This is the right person God brought you. You may be wondering, because your plan, your journey was so different, but when you came here, God brought her here.
Amen.
This marriage is from God. There are so many differences. Don't look at the difference. But today I tell you, in the beginning you were so confused. But today I tell you, this marriage is from God.
Amen.
This marriage, you will have difference of opinion, so many misunderstandings, but I tell you, your marriage is a great blessing. Your great and your wife will be going to be a right hand for you.
Amen.
Whenever you feel frustrated and lonely, and that's the time your wife will come. And whenever your wife, she feels so angry, you will be the best husband to love her, forgive her, accept her. Your marriage is going to be a big blessing because there is somebody behind you, they are not saved. Because of your marriage, in your family, they are going to be saved. Your marriage is designed for salvation, not for profession, it's for salvation. God is calling you. You will start a family ministry. The time is coming.
Amen.
Your house, there will be people coming. It all will be couple coming. Husband, wife, then children will come. I pray for your house will be a bigger house.
Amen.
Your house will have a bigger house and many people will come.
Amen.
And your house, you will have enough food even to give them, support them. Every week when they come, you'll be so happy. God is calling you. It's a marriage, it's a call, it's a ministry.
Amen.
God is calling you. Walk together till the end of your life. Even though you may have difference of opinion, always pray together. You will see the miracle happen.
Hallelujah.
Miracle happen. This time, there's a big problem going on, but every day, both of you pray together, you see that Pharaoh will be taken away. The Pharaoh will move away from you, and Herod will move away from you. The Lord will release you from Egypt. But today, the secret is both of you every day hold the hand together and pray together as a husband and wife.
Amen.
You will see the breakthrough in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
I am many, many times.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God needs people
神需要人,
who can build up relationship on His word.
神需要人做什么呢？做那个啊，这个。 恢复的工作,
the foundation is the marriage is on the foundation of the word of God.
这个基本就是神的话，根基是神的话，我们必须要根基来促进这个关系。You
see this young girl?
你看到这个小女子,
she, you know, the Bible here says she was a slave.
你知道神啊。 神的话就是讲，他其实就是一个奴隶。
At this young age, nobody wants to be a slave.
那个小的年纪，谁想要当奴隶啊？
But I tell you today, I want to share this message.
但是今天我要告诉你，要分享这个信息。
You have to take up a new position, and even you have to change your position, your status, because somebody needs you.
你在这边，你要看到一个，你在改变一个新的地位的时候，你可能是因为有人需要你。
You have to pay the price.
你必须要付一个代价，成为一个新的。
This young girl is coming with a problem.
这个小女子呢，她来的时候是经过一个很大的问题的。
She is a slave.
她是一个奴隶。
But now she's connected with the other person who has a big problem.
但是她现在呢，连接到了另外一个人，她有个更大的问题。
You already have a problem.
你有自己的问题。
Now you meet another person who is a big problem.
你碰到一个人，他有更大的问题。
That means God has something in your life.
那就是神已经要在你的现在这个人生里面呢，要触动一些事情。
Because God knows you are chosen.
神知道你是一个约瑟。
You are the only one can solve this problem.
你是唯一的人可以解决这个问题的人。
Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart.
神看到人好像是需要他的能力、他的经验，但是神是看你的心。
This young girl, she thought she is a really a problem here in Syria.
可能这个小女子她认为她真的一个大问题，她是一个奴隶耶，在叙利亚这个地方。
But this young girl is an answer to the problem of the commander.
但是这个小女子呢？ 却正是这位乃曼将军的这个解决的人。
But God made her to change her position.
但是神呢，让她呢，被成为一个被掳的。
She has to become a slave.
她必须要成为一个奴隶先。
She has to shift her position.
她必须要改变她的地位。
Shift her status.
她这个从一个自由人变成一个奴隶。
Shift her title.
所以能够跟他连接这个人
That is the title is a young girl, beautiful girl.
她本来是一个很美丽的小女生
But now the status is she is a slave.
她变成一个奴隶了
For one reason.
她只有一个目的
She has to connect with this man.
她必须要跟这个人连接上
And be a big blessing to the answer to this man.
她就成为一个这个乃曼将军的祝福
You are an answer to somebody's problem.
你是 别人大问题的解决人
So, but you have to change your title. You have to change your position.
但是你必须要改变你的地位.
It's very hard.
很难吗？
But that is the call God is giving to you.
这就是上帝今天给你的呼召.
Change your status.
你要改变你的状况.
Come down.
你要谦卑下来.
And be a blessing to somebody else.
那你就成为别人的祝福.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to pray for the couple.
Peter?
The couple, yes.
Yeah. Peter and Linda.
Yeah. Yeah. The Peter behind.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
I'm sorry. I tell you, thank God for your life. Because today, your status is changed. Your position is changed. You were supposed to go to another higher level, but you've come down. It's a great, this is plan of God. It's a great blessing. It's a great blessing. There was a chance for you to take up a new position, but you said no. You said no because God has a plan. You know that. So it just came down.
And today, sometimes your wife tells you, is it the right decision that we made? You always say, yes, it's not a mistake. We made a right decision. Because you have gone through big loss because of the decision. But you always tell your wife, we are right. Because God spoke. Both of us decided after praying. So we will continue to walk with God. You are right. You are right. Continue. Because God has a plan. The title may not be a pastor, but you are like a pastor. You are like a, your ministry is like a pastoral ministry. God is speaking to you today. He's going to honor you. The people who left you, they will come and join with you. Even the position you lost, your children will occupy the position. Your children will occupy your position. God is going to honor your family. It's going to be a generation blessing.
Amen.
You will see the young generation will come with you. They will look up at you as their father and mother. You will be a mentor. You will be a mentor, this ministry. Because this young generation, they have no one to guide them, direct them. God is calling you. Even the place, the location you shifted, this is exactly from God. It's not because of a finance problem. This is of God's plan. Continue. You will receive back what you lost. There is one thing you sold with the pain, but God is going to give back to you. Because that, when you sold, it is because of pressure. But you know it's from God. But today God is going to give back to you. When it comes, it's not just for one family, it's for God's family. You will receive it. Continue. Walk with God. God is going to raise up like Abraham and Sarah. You'll be like Abraham and Sarah. God is releasing you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
This is the time God needs some people to make a sacrifice. I see these people, this couple, they made a big sacrifice. When God speaks to you, if it is from God, you say yes to God.
如果这是从神来的话, 你回应说, 是的, 我愿意。
Don't look right in the left.
你不要再看左边,
just look upon sir, say yes to God.
就是对神说, 是的, 我愿意。
That's what I'm praying for these people.
这就是我对你们的祷告。
But there will be some times you will get into problem and then you will think, what the decision I made may be wrong.
也许呢, 你事后过来, 就说, 哎呀, 我是不是做错决定了?
I'm right now speaking for some people. Some of you here, you say, the decision I made, it was wrong. Some of you think that way. But today I want to tell you, what the decision you made in front of God is not a mistake. This is exactly from God.
我现在点几个人祷告，其实就在告诉你，你以前你认为你做的决定是错误的。我现在告诉你，这个不是的，那是从神来的。
One thing you have to, God wants to change your status and your position and your title. That's all.
你以为是神，神其实就是要叫你转换一个抬头而已，转换成一个地位而已。
You have to pay the price.
但是你必须要付代价。
But later God will give back the title back to you.
但是神会偿还给你。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗?
This couple, I want to tell you.
哎,
yes.
那对,
was that you? Yes. Yes.
Gary and
yeah.
Julia.
I tell you, today you, in your heart, many times you feel, are we in the right direction? The decision we make these days, is it the right direction? I tell you, you are in the right direction. Especially the last decision you made 3 years back is the right direction. But it's the wrong time. But for God, it's the right time. You never thought that when you take your decision, everything will become upside down. It happened. But I tell you, this year, you will go back. God will turn around and make you to prosper.
Amen.
The 3 years back, the decision you made is not wrong, but the time was not the right time.
But today, God will make it turn around and bring it to prosperity.
Amen.
The decisions you made, many people didn't like that decision. But both of you, you really know this is the heart of God, and you say yes to God.
Amen.
Yes to God. God always blesses the second blessing. Because the first blessing is with sacrifice. So God gives a second blessing. Today you are walking with the second blessing. Thank God. And God is releasing you right now. Generation to generation will come together.
Amen.
This is your call. Generation to generation will come together.
Amen.
Nation and nation will come together. And this is the time you will be walking into the marketplace ministry. Marketplace. In that marketplace, what you lost 3 years back, God is going to give back to you.
Hallelujah.
Even the knowledge, God is going to give back to you. This is a marketplace ministry. There is going to be a new technology, new device coming inside.
Hallelujah.
But this time, this is not the technology. Now you know this is the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know the power of the Holy Spirit now. In the beginning, you never believed the Holy Spirit. But now, even night time, you can pray with your heart and cry before God. Now you know the power of the Holy Spirit. There is so much struggle going on, but I tell you, you go for fasting and praying. The 21 days fasting and praying. You will see within 20 days, God will make everything completely changed. 21 days fasting and praying. God is going to answer your prayer.
Amen.
This is a time of Daniel. You are struggling with the warfare. Warfare, don't give up. This situation, you are trying to make a decision. Don't make a decision. 21 days. You will see the atmosphere around you will be changed.
Amen.
A person will come. He is just like a Daniel. He will come inside. You will see the favor of the Lord. And you will see what you did not believe. This after 21 days, you will believe the Lord. A miracle is going to happen. Then you know this is God. So many people told you, you never believed it. But today in your life, this is happening. Then you know, now this is God.
Yes.
I believe this God. I walk with God. Yes. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 In Jesus. Amen.
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 Come on, say amen.
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 When I pray for somebody, that is a prayer for you. Right?
Yeah.
That's a prayer for you.
Yes, 可能我是对他们祷告，但其实也是对你的祷告。
Because God will speak to somebody, then I pray for one person, God will speak to another person the same problem, so the answer is coming.
因为我对一个人祷告，其实我在对他讲的时候，其实也是正在回答你的问题。
But see this young girl,
你看到这个小女士吗？
Her status was changed.
她的状况已经改变了。
She became a slave.
她变成了一个奴隶。
No young person would like to be a slave.
没有一个年轻人喜欢当奴隶。
They want to be so free.
原来他们要变成一个自由的人。
Right? I see the young girl, so many young
girls. 我看到我们年轻女孩子都喜欢.
You ask their moms, they will tell you, oh, my daughter.
Oh, 但是父母可能会说，哎呀，我的女孩子啊，哎呀，怎么现在这样子？
No, no, no. I don't do. I know what to do. Don't tell me. You know, that's how the
generation changes. 不要告诉我，妈妈不要告诉我要做什么，我要自由。
But I tell you, today,
我告诉你,
there is something happening in this young generation.
但是呢，有一些事情正在我们年轻的世代的发生当中。
You will do what you don't like to do.
你会做一个你本来不喜欢做的事情。
The young girl never thought this would happen to her life.
这个小女子她从来没想到她这个会发生在她身上。
She is changing her status.
她已经改变了，从自由人变奴隶。
Because she has to be a blessing to somebody else.
因为她需要带领祝福给别人。
The second one.
第二个。
Second one.
This.
Yeah.
Yes. The one.
I tell you, your position is changed. Thank God. You are here. You are part of this ministry because God has a plan for you. If you ask your mom will tell you, this is not the girl 5 years back. She was so adamant, so strong. But today, I don't know how she is changed. You are changed. Something happened in your life. You did not go, but my God came. He will never leave you. He will never leave you. You want to have your own program? You want to have your own way? Your mom always says, you are a very, very adamant and strong girl. But I tell you today, you are soft, gentle, with a mother's love. Complete change. Thank God for this problem. God speaks through the problem. You will be a big blessing for many young people. Many young people, they have a big problem with the families. They want to be away from the families. They will not live with the families. And God is going to give you that ministry. The day will come, you will go to New York. You will go to New York. And New York, you will see.
She is.
She is. You will see the New York. When you go to New York, you say, wow, I thought in California, big problem. But New York is the biggest problem. So, then you will know where God called. Wow, God blessed me so much. Here, totally, they are living in darkness. Some of the girls, even the boys come. They look at you like a mentor. Do you know that? You are a mentor. Receive this word.
Amen.
You are a mentor. People will say, this girl. Even your mother say, wow, God answered my prayer. My daughter is a mentor for these children, the young people. Yes. Wow. God's plan is very different.
Amen.
You love the Lord. Continue. Nobody can touch you. I tell you, nobody can touch you.
Amen.
Even in New York, nobody can touch you. You are anointed person.
Amen.
Even in the night time, you walk in Manhattan, nobody will come near you.
Amen.
Your mom says, don't go after 10 o'clock. Don't go to the street. Nobody can touch you. You have such anointing and power. You know why? You have watchman anointing.
Amen.
Night time, your eyes will be awake. And you will see this young generation, when they are caught up in so many bondage, God will use you.
Amen.
Stay back. Then you come back to California. Then you will go to Africa. God is going to release you as ministry.
Praise God.
Ministry among the Africans. You will, and especially Afro-Americans, they will love you. This ministry is an interracial ministry. God is giving to you. Because from the womb of the mother, God has chosen you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have to change, we should be ready to change our position and our title. Because somebody has to receive a blessing.
因为人必须要领受到祝福。
Somebody has to receive an answer.
他们必须要有一个答案。
So that is why today something is happening to your life.
这就是我们今天所讲的已经在你的生命当中有改变。
If you don't like it,
如果你不喜欢的话,
but God wants it.
但是神要你这样,
God wants it.
神要你这样,
because somebody has a problem.
但是别人有一些问题,
and you have an answer.
他需要一个,
thank God.
解答,
Amen.
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 You see this girl.
你看到这个小女生,
she said, I'm in a big problem.
哎,你看到我有一个很大的问题,
because I never thought I'd be a slave here.
然后我就在这边成为一个奴隶,
because I know when people want to come to America.
啊,我知道很多人想要来美国,
they always think they are, oh, when I go to America, you know, I will become so rich, and I will become, you know, I will get the green card, I will get the PR, and then I will be, you know, so, they think it's a dreamland.
好像我们很多的人几十年前就是很想来美国，要得到绿卡，美国是遍地黄金的地方啊。
But after coming here, she, oh, better I stay in China.
我好像留在中国会比较好啊。
But I tell you,
但是我告诉你,
God never makes a mistake.
神从来不会犯错误的。
Now you will not go back to China even though you don't have a green card.
如果你没有绿卡的话, 你还是会回, 回中国去的。
You will go back after receiving the green card.
但是你得到绿卡以后，你要回去。
Say amen.
Say amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
You will go back after receiving the green card.
你已经得到了绿卡，但你还要回去的。
But he has not brought you to change your mindset.
但是神带领你来美国呢，是要改变你的态度。
To change your attitude.
是要改变你的想法。
To change your plans and ways.
就要改变你做事的方式。
Because when she came,
当警察来的时候
I'm in the wrong place.
哎，我来错地方。
I made a wrong choice.
哎，我做错决定了。
It's a big mistake.
啊，真的是一个错误。
But I tell you,
但是我告诉你
she didn't know there's a bigger problem in that place.
但是呢，你正是要去解决一个更大的问题的。
The commander had a bigger problem.
但是这个将军呢，有个更大的问题。
Don't look at only your problem. Look at somebody's problem. Their problem is bigger than your problem.
不要看到只有你自己的问题。你要看见别人有更大的问题等着你去解决。
God is so good to you.
神对你非常好。
We should always thank God for what He has done to us.
啊，我们要感谢上帝一直对我们做的每一件事情。
Don't look at somebody's problem.
不要看别人的问题哦。
Somebody has to pay the price.
但是别人他必须要自己付上代价。
So that this man should be saved.
但是这个人必须要得救。
Somebody has to become like a slave.
他们是有些人他必须要成为一个奴隶。
So that one big fish should be saved.
那个很大的鱼才能够被得救呢。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Your husband is just like a big fish.
你的先生就像一个大鱼。
So why you got married to this big man?
你为什么被这个那个跟这个大鱼结？结婚呢
？Because he has to be saved.
因为他必须要得救。
Thank God.
感谢赞美主。
Your marriage is mainly for salvation.
你的婚姻是为了他的救恩。
If you get married to this man because he has got a PhD degree in a high position, big money, his industries, I tell you that will be a big failure.
如果你为了结婚，就是为了因为他有个很好的博士学位啦，很好的这个钱财啦，那你这个基本上呢是一个失败。
But God brought you into the marriage for one purpose. You and your husband should walk with God, serve God together.
但是呢，你跟这个人结婚呢，就是一个唯一的目的，就是在主里面呢，神要你们两个夫妻同心同行。
So you have to change your attitude.
你必须要改变你的态度。
You have to change your title.
你必须要改变你的这个名分。
So when she saw the commander.You see the attitude of this younger changed.
那你看啊，当这个小女生呢，看见了她的这个乃曼将军的时候，她的态度、她的想法也改变了。
All the time she's looking at that man.
啊，她在看到那个乃曼将军的时候
，When you look at somebody's problem, your problem becomes so small.
啊，当你看见别人那个问题这么大的时候呢，你自己的问题就变得很小。
When you look at your problem all the time, even small problem will become so big.
如果你一直看着你这个问题呢，尽管是一个很小的问题，简直越看越大。
You are called to pray for this big problem.
你被呼召是要去为这个更大问题的人祷告。
And that person should be saved.
那个人是必须要得救的。
That's why God brought you into the company.God brought you into the ministry.
这就是为什么神把你带到某一个公司去坐在什么样子的位置。
Not for a big position.
不是为了更大的地位。
God brought you into the church.
神带你来到教会。
Not you become a senior pastor here.
不是要让你成为像主任牧师一样。
Just like Miriam and Aaron. Miriam,
Miriam,
Miriam, Miriam and Aaron. Miriam, Joshua, Moses, Miriam.
谁呀？
摩西
哦，米列，哦 ，OK，Yeah， 就像米列一样，在当摩西的助手。
Miriam and Aaron, you know, they began to think, oh, we are the top people, we are the very powerful people.
米列跟亚伦会觉得说，哎，我变成一个非常有权柄的人物了。
They're trying to dislodge Moses.
他们想要那个不尊荣摩西。
But God brought you for a purpose.
但是神带你来是有他的目的的。
To be a servant.
他必须，你不要成为一个仆人。
To support Moses.
去支持这个摩西的。
So this is not the time to hold the title, power.
现在不是说你要去迷恋这个权位地位的。
So now this girl knows very well the call for her is to take over the room, to take over the power, but to see this man turn to God.
好，现在这个小女生呢，她已经看见了一件事情，她原来呢就是要帮助这个乃曼将军呢成为一个信神的人。
We are here
我们在这里,
to serve Him.
我们要来服侍我们的神。
And I pray for this church.
我为这个教会来祷告。
Everyone is part of this church.
每一个人都是在教会的一份子。
Is to serve Him.
是为了要来服侍我们的神。
Not for power.
那个不是为了权柄。
You are here.
你在这里。
Not for a church, not for a pastor.
不是为了要
You are here for God.
你在这边是为了上帝。
You are here for God.
你是为了服侍上帝。
Not for a man.
不是要服侍人。
Not for a church.
不是要服侍教会。
Not for the ministry.
不是为了服侍事工。
You are for God.
你要是为上帝。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Father, I pray for all the people.
我主啊, 我来为所有的人祷告。
They will receive one spirit. To build the God kingdom.
一心一意要建立神的国度。
I pray for the whole church.
我祷告整个的教会。
They will not have a different pattern, different style, different ways. There's only one way. It's the kingdom of God.
不求他有什么样的多样化, 只求一个就是神的国度。
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
You see, the small people these days, that's one of the messages God is giving to me. Small people, and especially with no identity, no platform, no name, God is going to pick them up. A day will come, they will be on the top, they will be a leader.
神今天的信息是很简单，就是神要使用我们这些无名小卒，他专门拣选这些人，兴起他们为神做大事。
Today this looks like a small church, but I tell you, you are going to see very soon. That will be one of the bigger churches in your area.
我们的教会虽然很小，但是我告诉你们，有一天要成为一个很大的教会。
God is using small people and no name, no identity. No platform. God is choosing those people.
神在使用那些没有什么平台的，不是很有名的教会
Great people, big people, they will have only, you can see, small purpose. But small people, they will have a big purpose.
Wow. 有名的人，他们可能 很大的这个志向，但是从神的角度看来，其实不是太大，但是小 人物无名小卒，他会神会使用他，会扩展更多神国的事工。
God is choosing small people, small ministries. So nobody has a name. God is going to choose those people.
神要使用那些没名的、没有什么人知道的，他要兴起他们来。
So I'm so happy, you know, when I'm just seeing the young man. When he came yesterday, I was so surprised to see this young man. This young man, when I saw this young man, I said, wow, this is my prayer.
这是我的祷告，是看到这个年轻的男人，男青年。
I tell you, wow. And also I know this, mother Tiffany is praying for her daughter all the time.
我知道，Tiffany在为她女儿一直在祷告。
But when I saw this young man, I said, wow, what a man he is.
这个年轻男人。
You know this young man, this is what God is speaking to me, I tell you. There will be many young people these days God is going to raise up. This is what I'm telling. Many parents I'm telling them, this is exactly, you are the answer. You are the answer because I tell you so many people, so many mothers they have lost their hope with the young people, especially age 17. And many fathers and mothers, when they look at these young people, they feel shame. They feel disappointed. And especially these children, this next generation, they go away from God. But children, I want to tell you, that is the message God is speaking to me. The coming years, God is going to raise up the coming 20 years. God is going to raise up the young generation like this young man. This is a young man, God is telling you. He will be a forerunner. There will be young people
And I tell you, there are young people just like you. And it's not your teaching. It is not your lectures. I tell you, in the coming days, you will be a teacher. You will be lecturing. You will be also like a professor. But I tell you, it's your life. Many young people will look at you. And this is exactly God is speaking to the young generation. The next generation will be very matured. They will love the Lord. They will not do because parents told them to do. Because somebody pushed them to do. The young generation, they see the burden from God. Just like in Nehemiah, they will raise up. And today I tell you, God is raising up. You will be a mature person. You'll be a man of integrity. When you believe, you will do it. Even though people push you, even though people will come with a big money, you will never go behind them, go after them. You will never go after them. Nobody can buy you for money or title or position. This is you. This is the young generation I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, the children coming from your families, I tell you this will be like this young man. Many of the parents, you are so disappointed about your children because they are so rebellious. But I tell you, this is what I'm telling God is speaking to you. Many young people will rise up like this young man. Amen. Many young people, they will be man of integrity, the woman of integrity. You are going to see that. Many young people will come, may not be thousands and thousands, but hundreds they will come, but they will walk with God.
Amen.
They will come not for money and position. They will come and they always live for God. This is a young generation. This is an integrity just like a Joseph. God is releasing many, many Joseph in your family. Nobody can buy them. Nobody can buy them for money, for name. This young generation will stand for truth. Justice, they will stand. This young man, will, I tell you, the day will come. Even in the church, they will kick you out. Don't worry. They will kick you out. Everybody say, he said no. And then some, and then people come back and say, okay, we will put you in that position. Can you come to that? Say, no. You're not position. You say, this is not for position. Because for integrity. I want to do what God wants to say. And it's not, you cannot give the position and change my verdict. I'll never do it. So, I'm praying for this young person. Not just me, this young man, I tell you, especially the young people, you receive this message. You, the old couple, I pray for you. You, I pray for you, receive this message. This young generation, please understand. This young generation will be like this. Please understand. You cannot buy this young generation. But you will not see thousands, but few. God is raising up with a character, godly character, like a Joseph. And many of the young people, they will not be famous preachers, but they will be in the marketplace ministry.
Amen.
They will be like a teachers, they will be like a professors, they will be like a doctors, they will be like engineers, they will be IT people, they will govern, but with the justice. With the justice. It's a character. Character shapes career, this man. Character shapes career. What I want to tell you, the character is because of your mother and father.
Yeah.
I want to tell you. Don't think God put everything, I'm Superman. It's your father and mother. From your childhood, they paid the price. That's it, today you are blessed. The day will come. You'll be a father to many young generations. God is calling you. Continue. I told you there will be a challenging time. Don't change. You just keep going. Right? And also, I know when you get married, you're going to get married, okay? No change. You're going to get married, okay? When you get married, I tell you, both of you, it's not who is big one, who is top. No. I tell you, me or you? No. Both are exchangeable people. Exchangeable.
Interesting.
Thank you, Jesus. This is exactly today, the marriage problem. Who am I? Who are you? But here it is. Both are able to just flow each other. Release somebody and I receive it. That is the attitude. God is releasing you. I pray for you. The coming days, your position may not be so high. You will be always standing in the very low profile. Even your father comes and tells you, I was waiting and prepared a big profile position. You should have gone there and said, no, Dad, I want to be very small. I want to be on the floor and start in my life.
Okay.
Not from the place where you... I don't want to take up your position. I want to be on the floor and start. I tell you, the time will come. Your parents will be so surprised. God will honor you to the position.
Praise God.
People will look at you, young people will look at you and want to follow you. Position will come. Status will come. God will honor you. Continue. Walk in the way of the Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Say amen.
Can I translate for them a little bit? It's a long one.
Okay.
刚才牧师他是说，在接下来的二十年当中，他要兴起年轻人，也许对现在的年轻人很失望，十七岁、十八岁的很失望、很失望、很失望，但是不要失去盼望，神要兴起像他这样的年轻人，正直的年轻人，那他有他的事工，但是神要兴起很多年轻人成为一个正直的人 ，Amen。大概都是这样。
Okay,
thank you.
Amen. Because you know, one of the messages God is speaking to me about the next generation.
Yes, and just give up.
Young people, God is going to raise them up.
神
要兴起 They are the Joshua generation. They will be Joseph generation. They will be Esther generation. It's coming up right now.
要成为这个以斯帖的世代，也有成为这个约瑟的世代，还有成为约书亚的世代。
And the revival is coming through children and the young people.
因为这个复兴要进入到儿童跟年轻人身上。
It's coming through your own children.
你要到你自己的儿女身上。
Amen.
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 That should be your prayer.
那是我们的祷告。
When the revival comes,
当复兴来临的时候
I want my children to be part of the revival.
哦，我要我的小孩子们都成为这个复兴的一个部分。
Amen.
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 It's not only your children, but the children, the young people closely walking with you.That they should become part of the revival.
甚至你的小孩子的同伴们，他们也是在这个世代里面，他们也要被复兴起来。
Thank God.
Amen.
We have to pay the price.
我们必须要付代价。
This young girl had to pay the price.
这个小女子已经付了代价。
So she was able to bring good news to the great man commander.
是的，所以呢，他在做奴隶的时候，他可以把这个好消息带给这个将军乃曼将军。
It is not the size, it is not the capacity, but the purpose and destiny in every person. That's more important.
这个就是因为神嘛，把你摆在这个位置上面的，让你有机会能够拯救这位乃曼将军。
Because one big fish has to be saved, so one person has to become a slave.
一个这么大的将军要得救呢，必须要有一个小人物呢，要做一个牺牲。
I tell you,
我告诉你
I always pray for a big fish.
我一直在为那些大人物祷告。
Because instead of praying 100 small fish, I pray for one big fish. The one big fish will bring 1,000 small fish.
因为呢，为一个大的鱼祷告的时候呢，他会带领很多小鱼来信耶稣的。
Amen.
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 This small girl is able to connect with the commander so that the commander will be able to connect with so many hundreds and thousands of people.
所以你看这个小女子呢，因为连接到这位大将军，当这个大将军转变之后呢，他可以影响有多少人啊？
Because the message you have should go to the right people.
所以呢，你今天得到的一个信息就是你必须要对一个对的。
Many times we have a good message, but it goes to the wrong people.
我们有很多时候很好的信息，但是却给错人。
So good message goes to the right people at the right time. You can see the harmless.
如果说是一个好的信息给对的人，在对的时间的话，那太棒了。
Always pray, Lord, I should be connected with the right people.
你要一直这样祷告说，主啊，你让我连接对的人，在对的时间。
Give me a wisdom to make a right choice.
让我有智慧，能够选择正确的。
So I thank God when I saw this young man.
感谢主，我们看到。
I'm so excited.
Wow, 这位帅哥。
How excited this young man.
这个年轻人多好。
So young.
他年轻。
So mature.
好。好成熟
So when they look at him,
就看着他的时候
He's not like the young people always looking for the face and touching, kissing. He's a very mature person.
像我们
其他的年轻人看到你的这样摸摸你啊，看看你啊，这个打量你是什么样的，他非常的非常的成熟。
This is the generation.
这就是我们要看待的下一个我们的时代。
Walking with the destiny.
啊，因为你有一个使命感的。
There is a purpose in that life. They take up that purpose and connect with that person, and both of them connected, something is coming in, is salvation.
是的，我们有这样的使命呢，能够跟人连接的时候呢，因为你要带领他跟我们的神连接的。
The final end of the revival is salvation.
哦，最后，当然在所有的复兴的这个结局就是代价，救恩。
It's not healing from leprosy, or it is not maybe signs and wonder. The real outcome of this revival is somebody to be saved.
哦，我们整个的这个复兴的浪潮呢，最后终究会带下了这个救恩，不是神迹奇事，不是什么人得到医治，而是带领大家悔改得救了。
When I said the revival is coming, many people will be maybe cancer will be healed, dead people will rise up, blind people will be able to see, and the big business will come, big building will come, and many signs and wonders will happen.
啊，当我讲到这个复兴的时候，很多人以为说啊，可能是一个复兴的浪潮，医治特会啦，哦，很多神迹奇事会发生啊，其实都不是，因为救恩要临到这个地方。
That is only secondary. Yes, heal people, sick people will be healed, signs and wonders will happen. That's all second level.
那这个是第二的阶层，但是最主要的阶层是救恩啦，可以有医治啊，可以有这些神迹奇事的发生。
When I said the revival is coming, I tell you, you will see.Thousands and thousands of young people will come fall at the feet of Jesus.
Amen. 所以当我说复兴浪潮来的时候，你们要注意到的，你们要祷告的是，成千上万的年轻人要归向主。
In every city, you will see the people will be saved.
在每一个城市，你们就要看到很多的年轻人要得救。
Young people will be saved.
年轻人要得救。
And they will come for baptism.
他们要。跑到教会来要求要受洗啊
！I see many every swimming pool will become baptism pool.
我们的游泳池都要充满的人要受洗。
That is called the revival.
那是叫做复兴。
When the revival comes,
当复兴来的时候
，people's hearts will be changed.
人的心就会被改变了。
They will come out of the sins and bondages.
啊，他们受洗之后出来以后就说：“哎呀，我的。”头发都不见了。
They accept Jesus is the Lord.
他们会宣告耶稣是主。
That is the revival.
那就是复兴。
I believe that's coming to America.
我相信这个复兴要来到美国。
I see the thousands and thousands and thousands of young people. They will leave their dark area strongholds and they will come to Jesus.
是，我看见成千上万的年轻人要脱离黑暗的捆绑，进入到光明的国度里面。
I believe even this place that's going to be revival.
哎呀，我相信这个地方就是。成为一个复兴的据点。
Many people, not only your church people, people from all other places, they will come here.
我们不只是专注我们来教会的人，是其他地方的人，他们愿意来到这个地方，要接受耶稣。
They will be saved and go back to the church.
他们要来到这个地方得到救恩的时候，要回到他们自己的教会。
This is the place of salvation.
这是我们得救的地方。
Amen.
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 No, I just pray for this sister.
Yes.
Has it?
Which one?
Yeah. I know you have a heart for the nations. You always think of the nations. But I tell you, God is going to bring His glory in the place where you were born. Where you were born. There is going to be a revival come. And God is going to give you a burden for the place where you were born and your family.Your grandparents, the place where your grandpa was born, there is going to be a big breakthrough. And God is taking you to the nations. It is not just because many times you will flow with the Holy Spirit. You will see the visions and dreams and the prophetic anointing when it comes to you. And your heart will be for the young girls. And they will dance for the Lord, worship the Lord. But those young people,They are taken for slavery. They are bought and sold for some other sex purpose, human traffic. And God is going to use you. It is a worship that has God given to you. The time is coming. You are going to have a traveling. When you travel,
you will see many young people, the ministry, when you touch, they will be healed.
Amen.
They will grow in spirit and they will fall down. They will cry out to God. And they will see the Father's love, Mother's love. And especially in the nations, they are waiting for you. Your ministry will continue.
Amen.
And you will be a dancer. You will be a worshipper. And you will be a transformer. God is calling you. There is going to be a breakthrough. There is something holding on here. And God will release you from these clutches. You will be totally free. Because you have a financial problem, that God will make it pass. So that you will release the pass to the nations. And every time you go, God will provide the ticket, everything for you. This is the marketplace, it's the Lydia. The Lydia ministry God is giving to you. The Lydia one was selling purple, and then he was serving the Lord with the hospitality.
Amen.
And God is giving you hospitality ministry. Marketplace ministry, hospitality ministry. God is giving to you. Get ready. There is something new is coming. There are so many young girls. They have sold their life to the wrong things. You will really rescue them.
Amen.
Save them. And even they will get a job in the future.
Yes.
Your heart from now on will run for this generation. But finally I tell you, it's not a job creation. But every place you go, you will see the salvation. Young people will be saved. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. You know, I want to pray for you. These days you are facing a lot of challenges. But this is from God. But every time you face this, you are not defeated. God comes. You are so bold. After so many things happen, still you are walking with God. Thank God. Continue. Because this is a time of Maria and Martha together. Sometimes you will be like a Martha. You say, this is not what I wanted. I want to be Maria all the time. But God gives a season that you have to be like a Martha. You have a double portion. You will have to switch over. But in everything you will keep up your essence. You will never change. The spirit of Maria will be all the time. God is calling you. When especially mothers who are struggling with their children, even pastors, you will be like a spiritual mom. God is calling you. Be a spiritual mom. God needs you. You have to make a sacrifice. You have already made a sacrifice. Continue. God is with you. This is a prayer ministry. God is calling you.
Amen.
The prayer ministry, you will go deeper and deeper. You will be so close to God and you will see the vision and dreams. And the gift of revelation, the knowledge will come to you. God will give to you. Because in the prayer team, the prayer group, that you will have a prayer group, that team, they are separated for God's purpose for the coming 20 years. They are preparing for the next generation. The team that is will be with you another 20 years, there will be a new journey coming. God is with you. Your life, lot of struggle, challenges, even failures and disappointments. But I tell you, don't give up. God is with you. He's so faithful. What happened in the last 5 years, God is so good to you. Even though you want to give up, run away, God never allowed you to run away. He was behind you. He's with you today. Take up. Start your journey one more time. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You see in book of Exodus chapter 2, book of Exodus, chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. So the maiden went and called the child's mother. Then the Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages.
那个第八节，法老的女儿说，可以，童女就去叫了孩子的母亲来。法老的女儿对她说，你把这个孩子抱去，为我奶他，我必给你工价。妇人就抱了孩子去奶他。
You know the story.
你知道这个故事。
You know Moses was taken to the Pharaoh's house.
这个是摩西呢被带入到了法老的话。
And Pharaoh's daughter was looking for a nurse.
那个法老的女儿呢，她要去找奶妈。
And now, this is the one girl went and told and said, "We need a nurse. Can you come inside?"
这个孩子因为这个女孩子呢去叫了这个这个摩西的母亲赶快来。
And she came.
她来了。
And then the Pharaoh's daughter said to her.
这个法老的女儿就跟她讲说，
We have a baby. 我们有一个小孩子。And we need a nurse.
我们需要一个奶妈。
And we will pay you.
我们会给你工价的。
We will give you money.
我给你钱。
Whenever you nurse this baby, he can give you big money.
在乳养这个小孩子的时候呢，你会得工价的。
And this girl said, "Okay, I will do it."
这个母亲就说，好啊，我来做。
Because he said, "I'll give you big money."
Yeah, 他会有钱拿。
What I tell you, she was ready to take up this position not for money.
但是她很愿意这样做，并不是为了工价。
She's a mother.
她就是母亲。
She's looking at the next generation.
她在寻找下一代。
Next generation.
下一代。
She's ready to change her title.
她已经愿意为了下一代，她改变她的地位。
Change her position.
她要改变她的地位。
Look at your children.
看着你的孩子。
Look at the young people.
看见这个年轻人。
Be ready to change your position.
你要改变你的地位。
God is calling you for a youth ministry.
神要兴起一个新的事工。
Children ministry
是儿童事工。
Are you ready to give up your position so high?
你愿意为了儿童事工而改变你的地位吗？
You are a director of a school.
你是一个学校的这个
You are the president of a company.
你可能是一个公司的董事长。
But today God is speaking to you.
但是神今天选择你。
Are you ready to come down and take up this ministry among the children?
你愿意为了神来带你儿童事工吗？你要愿意改变你的地位吗？
That happened to me.
这个对我来讲
When I was a Catholic priest,
我以前是一个天主
教的 I was a famous preacher.
我以前在天主教是一个很有名的
preacher.
是
All the time preaching and especially in the TV in Europe, Germany, Rome, Italy, all the time preaching and a big man.
我曾经是一个非常有名的，我到了意大利罗马那边去，他们都请我来电视上在转播我的教导，我的讲道。
Preacher.
我是一个很会讲道的人，我是一位教导人的人。
Big title，
我很有名的。
But God called me，
但是神
呼召我。Go to the streets， pick up my children， be a father to this fatherless generation。
但是神呼召我呢，去捡那些街上的小孩子，我要成为他们的父亲。
That time I was a famous preacher and prophet and teacher.
那个时候我是一个很有名的、很有 power、很有能力的这个传道人呢。
It's a high position, high status.
我是一个非常高位置的。
But today God is calling me go to the streets and pick up the orphans.
但是神今天叫了我到这个街上去寻找那些孤儿们。
Change your title.
改变你的身份地位。
Change your position.
改变你的地位。
Because of the next generation.
因为下一个。
Your call is for the father of the generation.
因为你的呼召是为了这一群没有父亲的孩子。
The next generation they need love.
他们需要爱。
They don't need right now. They don't need teachers and prophets.
他们不需要那个先知跟教师了。
They need fathers and mothers.
他们需要父亲跟母亲了。
Are you ready to come down?
你愿意吗
？Are you ready to come down?
你愿意为他们而谦卑下来吗
？Yes, Lord, I'm ready to come down.
是的，我愿意。
Whether this ministry is small or big, that's not matter.
但是
也许这个事工很小，但是这并不重要。
I will do what you want me to do.
但我会做上帝要我做的事情。
Status is not important.
啊，这个什么地位
is not important.
都不重要。
Name is not important.
有名无本没有关系。
My identity is not important.
我有什么样子的好
？If my God wants, I will do it.
如果神要我做，我就做。
Amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
If God says something, I will do it.
如果神说了，我就做。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If God says go here, I'm ready to go.
如果神说要我去，我就去了。
If God says talk to these people, I'm ready to talk to these people.
如果神叫我说你要对这个人讲话，我就要对这个人讲话。
Meet these people, I'll meet those people.
如果神说要面对牧师的话，他就会跟你牧师讲话。
Even though I am not prepared to talk to them because I know what they talk against me, but if God says something, go talk, I'll talk to them.
如果说这个人是对我有敌意的，他们反对。我还是要跟他讲，如果神要我去的话
，Say and pray, tell the Lord, yes, I will do what you tell, what you want me to do.
说、so, 今天你要回应上帝说，上帝你叫我去，我就去；上帝你叫我讲什么，我就讲什么。
Amen,
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 Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
This is the time. This is how God wants to take away our status and positions.
神要拿掉我们人世间的名分地位。
Look at the next generation.
你要看下一代。
We have to pay the price.
我们必须要付代价。
Look at our young people.
看见我们的年轻人。
Look at our children.
看见我们的小孩。
We have to make the sacrifice.
我们必须要付代价的。
Hallelujah. I was preaching in Los Angeles.
我在洛杉矶布道的时候。
It was a big conference.
那是一个很大的一个布道会，很多年以前。
That all the leaders at this Agape Leadership Conference.
我是在我们爱修园的这个很大的一个这个啊、特会。
So many pastors leaders from different countries came.
很多的那个有名的牧师领袖呢，从不同的世界各种不同的地方到洛杉矶。
And almost everyone wanted my prayer.
每个人都要我来跟他祷告。
But that the Holy Spirit told me, don't pray.
Yeah. 但是圣灵跟我讲说不要祷告。
So, but that day I said.Can you bring the children?
但是那一天我受到感动，就是说你可不可以带孩子过来
？Children will pray for you.
啊，如果是小孩，我就为他们祷告。小孩子来，我就为他们祷告。
Children will pray.
Oh, children will pray for you.
Pray for the pastors.
哦，我们让小孩子能为牧师们祷告。谢谢。
No pastor want to come.
啊，没有任何的。牧师愿意出来
，That's energy. No pastor wants your prayer.
Okay, 每个人都想说啊，是啊，是要安东牧师你要来祷告的。
I said no. Today children will pray.
我说不。
I called the children.
我叫的那些小孩子来
，all small children.
非常小的孩子。
I brought them to the stage.
啊，我带他们到台上。
I told them.
那我告诉他们
，Pray for the pastors.
你要为每个牧师祷告。
Pray. Most of them said, Oh no, yeah,
我不要，我不敢。
We don't know how to pray.
我们不知道如何去祷告。
I said no. Just put the hand.
要，也就是说，就是把你的手放出来，
来举出来。Just say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
就说谢谢耶稣，谢谢耶稣，谢谢耶稣。
And so the children they obeyed.
然后他们就说好。
And then I saw everyone closing their eyes.
每个人的眼睛闭起来了。
And put the hand for the pastors.
啊，就是说， yes. 放着手在那个牧师的面前，谢谢耶稣，谢谢耶稣。
And then I saw one child put the hand. I saw one pastor fell down.
啊，当我看到一个小孩子，当手放在那个牧师的身上的时候，那个牧师就往后倒了。
And you know the child was amazing.
他们就非常惊讶。
怎么会这样子？你搞这种的，
怎么会这样子？会这样子？
哎，你再接我们，哇！哦，不，你再，
所以每个小孩子都更用力的祷告。
哎，那这方式的发展，
哇，另外一个牧师就倒下去了，
帅帅的，
哦，非常非常的
，everybody look at it，
好像每一个人看到
，everybody so excited，
哇，非常的兴奋。
You know, so many people falling down.
那很多牧师都倒下去。
And every child is so excited.
每个小孩子都非常的兴奋。
Everyone began to think I'm like a penny.
好像我就是便利店一样，新班尼一样，非常非常的高兴。
But one child,
但是有一个小孩子
，was standing there. Was standing there.
哦，他第一次到那边。
That child didn't want to pray for anyone.
但那个小孩子不愿意为任何一个人祷告。
He said, "Can you pray?"
那我就说，你可不可以去祷告啊
？He said, "No."
那我不要。
I don't want to pray.
我不要为他们祷告。
I said, "Why?"
我为什么
？I want to pray for my mom.
我要为我母亲祷告。
Where's your mom?
我就说啊，你的妈妈在哪
？She's standing there.
她在那边站着。
Come, I want to pray for you.
好，我说请她下来，我为你祷告。啊
，The mom came.
那妈妈就是来了
，and this boy start to pray.
啊，这个孩子就开始为他妈妈祷告。
You know what he prayed? I don't understand what he prayed because he prayed in Chinese.
他用中文祷告。
But I saw when the child prayed, everybody was shouting.
好，但是当我听到这个小孩子祷告的时候，每个人都在那边叫大叫。
And you know what the child prayed?
他想祷告什么吗
？Mom.
妈妈
，I need daddy，
我需要爸爸。
I love daddy，
我爱爸爸。
I miss daddy，
我想念爸爸。
Don't divorce daddy，
哎，你不要跟他离婚啊！
哇
哇
！And even though I don't understand, but I saw everyone.
我虽然不知道他在祷告什么，可是每一个人站在那边非常兴奋的在大叫。
Finally, the mother fell.
但是那个妈妈就扑倒了。
He went from the stage, went to the front. Even there, he didn't. I need daddy.
他就从台上跑到下面去跟他妈妈讲说：“我需要爸爸，我需要爸爸，我需要爸爸。”
We all pray when we pray. Say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But this child prayed, I need daddy, I need daddy, I need daddy.
我是叫小孩子说耶稣耶稣耶稣，但是这个小孩子就跟他讲说：“我需要爸爸，我需要爸爸，我需要爸爸。”
Next day.I was preaching in Irvine, another church.
第二天在 Irvine 我另外一个教会我去。
And then I saw this woman sitting there.
我看到这个同样的女人坐在那里。
So after meeting, I called her.
哎，我就叫她来。
Are you the one you came for the conference?
你是不是那天昨天特会里面的那个？
And she said yes.
她说是。
I said, that is your son.
你的儿子在哪？
I said, oh, he's playing outside.
他在外面玩。
She bring him.
带他来。
But you know what happened?
你知道发生什么事？
There was a man sitting next to her.
他有一个男人坐在他旁边。
I saw this woman and the boy, and this man came to me.
后来他们三个人都来到我面前。
And she said,
他就说
，My son didn't know that I have already divorced my husband.
我的儿子不晓得我已经跟先生离婚了。
We went for this legal battle for 4 years.
这事实上是四年之前的事。
Just no divorce.
我们刚刚就真的离婚。
My son didn't know that we are divorced.
他还不晓得。
But he prayed, I want to see daddy, I want him to.
但是因为他祷告说，我需要爸爸，我需要爸爸。
That touched my heart.
那已经触摸到我的心。
So I called my ex-husband.
那我就打电话给我这个前夫。
I told him.
我告诉他。
Your son is missing. He misses you.
你的儿子呢？想念你。
He wants to see you.
他要看你。
Can you come?
你可以来吗
？So he came.
所以他来了。
This is his father.
那就是他的孩子的爸爸。
I looked at him.
我就看着他。
I asked him only one question.
我只有问他一个问题。
Because this small boy.
就因为这个小男孩。
Looking at the father like this.
他就看他爸爸一副很崇拜的样子。
I saw in his eyes.
他看见他的眼神
speaking.
好像有些事情。
So I told him.
我告诉他
，Do you want to marry this woman again?
你愿意再重新娶这个女人吗
？He said yes.
他说是，我愿意。
哇 ！They put the hand together.
把他的手放在一起。
And this boy was jumping.
这个男生是非常高兴。
next generation.
下一代。
The heart of the father was changed.
那个父亲的心要改变。
His decision was changed.
他的决定会改变。
Because he began to look at the eyes of this small child.
因为他看见这个男孩子眼中的眼神。
This woman, when the daughter of Pharaoh said, "You will be a nurse to this boy."
当这个法老的女儿跟这个女人讲说，哎，你要成为这个女孩子的奶妈，男的奶妈。
She lost her title.
她已经改变了她的这个身份地位。
Because now he said, "This is a nurse." She didn't know this is the mother. She said, "This is a nurse."
但这个法老的女儿说，你是她的奶妈，但其实她是摩西的母亲。
So now also, you know what he said? Well, if you nurse this baby, I will give you money.
如果你奶她的话，我会给你工价的。
Can any mother receive money after nursing the baby?
一个母亲奶自己的孩子还可以得工价的，没听过吧？
But I tell you,
但我告诉你，
this is the real mother.
这些就是摩西的母亲做的。
She's not looking at her status.
但是呢，她并不在乎她的那个身份
地位。If she says I'm a mother, the child will not have a future.
如果这个奶妈她那个时候很坚持说这就是我的孩子的话，她就没有任何的未来了。
She hides her position and said, "Yes, I am a very good nurse. I will be a nurse to this generation."
是的，这个摩西的母亲非常的聪明，她就说是我愿意奶她，我愿意成为她的。
She is ready to change her status and position.
她改变了她的身份。
This is not the time to talk about my title, my name, my position.
这个不是时候来谈论我的身份、我的地位、我应该有的名号。
This is the time to look upon our next generation.
这个时候是要看我们的下一
代。Our young people, our children in the church, in the ministry, in the families. This is the time to look upon them.
我的小孩子他们需要有一个。地方聚集
It's the time to hand over to them.
要把这个地方
It's not the time to be whole and say, "We are the one, we started, we built it, we did that." It's not the time to talk about ourselves.
不是，现在不是时候，就是说，哎，我们现在有，我们现在有，我们要是为下一代，将来这个教会要给他们的。
When we look upon this next generation, we are ready to give up everything.
我们愿意去放下一切的任何的事情，给我们的下一代。
And this woman said, "I'm ready to be a nurse. I'm ready to be called anything, whatever the doctor says or the people say. I don't care, but I want to be a blessing for the generation."
这个母亲就是说，我不计较任何的名分，也不计较什么事实，我就是要为我的下一代。
You know the real pain. It's not somebody called her nurse. The real pain.Her own baby, every day call him nurse, nurse, nurse.
你要真正的痛苦不是他的身份降低，而是每一天这个被奶的婴孩叫他说奶妈奶妈奶妈，而不是叫妈。
Can you believe her own child called the mother nurse?
一个自己的孩子叫自己的娘叫奶妈。
Title is not important for this mother.
这个名
the very important thing for this mother is the future, the destiny, and the life of this young generation.
但是最重要的不是名分的问题，而是这个母亲看见了，她要为下一代牺牲。
I thank God for you.
我要为上帝来祝福。
So many fathers and mothers.
我看见有很多母亲、父亲。
You never thought of your name.
你可能呢？
Always think of your children. Always think of their future. I thank God for you.
孩子的未来。
I thank God for you. You paid the price.
你为了孩子付了代
价。But the day will come.
但是日子会到。
When you look at Moses,
你看见摩西。
He is going the ruler and the governor for all the people, and your heart will be so happy for the sacrifice that you made.
当有一天你的孩子变成像摩西那样子的时候呢，你就很愿意的、很高兴的，你付了这个代价。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God change your title.
神改变了你的身份地位。
Just like Joseph, when he was in the house of Israel, he was called the brother and the best son. But when he was taken to the Egypt, he was called the slave.
因为像约瑟一样，他在家里面的时候是非常受宠的，但是当他被带到埃及去的时候，他就变成了一个奴隶。
But later he was called father of Pharaoh.
但是他变成了个法老的副家。
So he knows many titles will come and go. That is not important. The important thing, the destiny of the next generation.
但是呢，不管怎么样，他的身份有很多的名，他的名称都改变了很多。但是最重要的是，我们要看见下一代。
Look at your children, and then every decision, every plan that you have completely changed. It's no more for me. It's for my children.
你要开始有一个新的看见。所有为他的祝福，所有为他的计划，是要为了他着想，不再是你的计划，而应该是为他的着想，为神国来打造他们。
In my home, we have few children.
我们有一些的小孩子在我家里。
There's one child. There was one day my coworker brought a small baby.
我的一个同工呢，带了一个小婴孩。
And the baby has no anus. No anus.
Anus is.
No anus, so
anus.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, 没有肛门
So then we had to kind of go for surgery.
我们必须要让他能够接受那个手术
And then you know the doctor said you cannot leave the baby. We need all the time somebody carry the baby.
你不能把那个婴孩留在这边的，你必须要有人24小时照顾他。
And we had one coworker doing 12 hours. We need one more coworker.
我们只有十二个，但是我们需要更多一个人。
So we are waiting for one more coworker.
我们需要一个。
And then one girl came to us for a job. She's looking for a job.
有一个女孩子说她要来找工作。
Then we told her we have only one job, that's to take care of the baby.
但是只有这个工作只是要来照顾这个小孩子。
And she said, "Yeah, I love baby. I can take care. No problem. Please give me this job."
让我来照顾这个小孩子吧。
You know, later we found she was so attached to the baby. She loves the baby.
那后来我们发现到呢，她跟这个婴孩呢，非常亲密，非常好。
So we were so happy.
我们非常高兴。
Wow, even she doesn't want the other co-worker to take her. She 24 hours, she's taking care of this baby.
24小时呢，她一个人看顾这个小孩，她不需要别人去碰她。
And we really thank God for this girl.
我们为这个女孩子，我们献上感恩。
And you know, after 2 years,
在两年之后
，we found the face of this baby and the face of this lady girl look same.
两年之后呢，我们看见了这个照顾这个小孩子的人跟这个 baby 的脸呢，后来越来越像
，nose, eyes, face look like，
这个眼睛啊、眉毛啊、鼻子啊、嘴巴啊，看起来就是很像，就是几乎是一个模子出来的。
So we said, "How man, the baby looks like you?"
为什么这个 baby 他的脸怎么看起来像你呢？
Is it your baby?
他是你的小孩吗
？Said no way. I'm 16 years old. How can this baby?
没有啦，我16岁啊，我不可能有小孩的。
Okay.
Then
after some time, I told my wife, watch closely.
但是呢，我太太说，你要仔细观察一下。
And she found this weird mother. The face, she's crying with the baby, and she never leave the baby. Always carrying like a mother.
你看到他照顾这个小孩，就像一个真正的妈妈一样。
Then we told her, "I'm going to take you to the police. Tell me who you are. Are you the mother?"
所以我们就吓唬他说，我要带你去找警察哦。你告诉我，你是不是他的妈妈
？She said yes.
他说是的。
Wow. She said, "I'm not married."
我没有结婚。
But I got conceived.
我怀孕了。
My boyfriend left me.
我的男朋友离开我了。
But I didn't want to kill the baby.
我不要谋杀这个小孩子。
But when the baby was born,
当这个小孩子出生的时候
，the baby has no anus.
他没有那个肛门。
I felt so bad.
我非常难过。
I just threw the baby in the street.
所以我就放这个小孩子在这个街上。
I was watching.
我就。偷看
，Is there anyone taking the baby？
有任何的人把这个小孩子拿走吗
？The baby came to your house。
所以这个小孩子到你家了。
So I came to your house, not for a job, but to see my baby.
我其实来到你的家里面不是来找工作，我是来看我小孩的。哇，
这是 real mother，
那是真正的母亲。
I'm the real mother，
真正的一个母亲。
I miss my baby。
啊，我想念我的孩子。
I'm ready to be a worker。
哦，我愿意为了我的小孩子，我愿意成为一个童工吧。
I was so touched。
然后我们就非常受感动。
Give up your title。
你放弃了你应该有的这个身份。
Make a big sacrifice。
你付了很大的代价。
Because somebody is blessed。
但是呢，却有人因而得到了。
Someone will come to Jesus。
对，因为这个样子，你的牺牲就有些人来接受耶稣。
Someone will have father's love, mother's love。
他们需要父亲的爱，母亲的爱。
Because of your decision。
也是因为你的小小的决定。
God wants to bless you today。
神今天要祝福大家。
You don't have a title, you don't have a name, you don't have a platform.
你没有平台，你没有身份，你没有地位，你不有名。
You have only one thing.
但是只有一件事情。
You have the destiny of somebody in your life.
你知道了，你的身份，你的命定就是要去帮助人。
God is going to raise you up.
神要兴起你，让这个人得救。
This generation will rise up.
这个下一代会被兴起来。
And also your name will rise up.
所有你的拯救的人都会被兴起来。
Right now I'm praying for you.
我现在为大家祷告。
I know many of you here.
我知道你们当中很多人来到这个地方。
You lost your destiny.
你已经失去了
status.
你已经失去了你现在有的状况。
You lost your status.
你不晓得你在做什么。
But not your destiny.
但是你的命定你应该不会忘记。
Not your purpose.
你的目的是什么？
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Today, I pray for the people who lost their name, who lost their position, even who lost their identity, just like Esther, no identity.
好，今天我要特别为我们这些人啊，失去了地位，失去了名声、身份、地位，啊，我要特别来为你祷，像那个以斯帖一样。
Jesus,
耶稣啊
，I pray that somebody will receive a blessing.
我祷告，有些人他会得到祝福。
Somebody will receive the name and position because somebody lost the position.
因为有些人失去了这些名誉地位，而使另外一些的人得到。
I pray for the young people here who lost their name.
我为这些年轻人失去了这些名字的。
I pray for the people who never received the Father's love.
我为这些年轻人从来没有领受到父亲爱。
And today I pray somebody is connected with them and they will be healed and be restored back.
我祷告了，我们有一些人可以连接到他们，让他们能够重新得到父亲的爱。
In your early childhood, you lost your name and you lost your position. You become like a slave today. In your, especially in your family, in your marriage, you are like a slave. In your company, you are like a slave. In the position you hold, you are like a slave. But this is from God. You accept it. And today I pray over you.
我今天要特别问那些以前在你的家里面，在工作里面，或者在你的朋友圈当中，你感觉到自己是抬不起头来，好像没有名分，好像是一个奴隶一样，别人叫你做什么你就做什么的。我今天要特别来为你祷告，今天要兴起你。
I pray for the salvation.
我要为你的救恩。
Because of you, somebody is going to be saved.
因为你这个样子的地位。
Because you love somebody, somebody is going to receive it.
因为其他的人会得到救恩。
In the name of Jesus, whatever you paid, the big sacrifice is not a waste. It's going to be a blessing for somebody who really need this blessing.
因为你的牺牲，因为你付上的代价呢，有些的人他就因此会得到救恩的。
Father, I just pray for those people.
父啊，我为这些人特别来祷告。
Or small,
不管是多么大小
，They have no one.
没有一个人。
They are alone.
他们不
孤单。They are like orphan. They have no help.
他们没有帮助。
Today I pray for them.
哇，我要为他们来祷告。
You release somebody.
是吧？你让一些的人。
You release your father's love.
你给他们父亲的爱。
They will be healed.
他们就会得到痊愈。
And they will start a new life.
他们会经历到你的生命。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
I see somebody saying.Why is this situation in my life?
好，为什么我这个在我的生命当中有这样子的状况呢？
Many of my friends, they are so happy.
好，看我的朋友，他们好像都很快乐。
They have a good family, good money, good business, good resources, everything they have.
他们好像都非常生活无忧无虑的，不像我。
But I'm a failure.
啊，我是一个失败者。
I have not received anything like this.
然后我好没有都没有这样的
帮
助。为什么？
Why?
为什么？
What's my problem?
为什么？这是我的问题吗？
Why I am born?
为什么？为什么是我呢？ Is there
any problem in me?
是不是我里面有问题呢？
But today God says it's not your problem.
但是今天神说不是你的问题。
It's not your problem.
不是你的问题。
God has a plan on you.
因为神有一个计划在你的身上。
Because you have to raise up somebody.
因为你要兴起其他的人。
You have to give a new life to somebody.
你要使人家得到新的生命。
So you have to make the sacrifice.
所以你必须要做这样子的牺牲。
But today God says.
但是今天神说。
I'm going to raise you up again.
我要兴起你。
You will receive new name.
你要得到一个新的名字
my name,
我的名字
my position,
我的
my identity,
你的身份你会领到的
you will receive it,
你会领受
到 I will give you honor,
我要给你
I will give you my name,
我要给你我的名字
you will receive honor,
你会得到尊荣
I want you,
我要跟你
I love you,
我爱你
I have a plan for you,
我有一个计划
thank you Jesus,
谢谢耶稣
thank you Jesus,
谢谢耶稣
thank you Jesus,
谢谢耶稣
thank you Jesus,
谢谢耶稣
shall we get up? I'm going to pray for you.
请大家起来，站起来。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
This is the time God needs. God needs the next generation.
这是神要接着下一个世代。
God needs the next generation to rise up.
对，下一个世代要被兴起来。
If you have a burden for your children.
如果你对你的小孩子有负担的话
，to serve the Lord，
去让他们来服侍神。
I'm going to pray for you。
我要为你祷告。
If you have the burden for the young people，
如果你对于下一代有负担的
，to start this children ministry and youth ministry，
你要开启一个儿童事工。
I'm going to pray for you。
年轻人施工，我要为你祷告。
My God is going to release a new title. You will be a father. You will be a mother.
我的神要给你一个新的名字，新的身份。你要成为一个属灵的母亲，属灵的父亲。
I'm going to pray for your children.
我要为你的儿女们祷告。
If you want your children to be a part of the revival,
你要希望你的儿女们成为这个复兴的浪潮的。
Even if you want your children to serve the Lord,
甚至你需要
raise the hand.
需要你儿女来服侍神的，举手。
Your children,
你的儿女们
，they are coming back，
他们会回来的。
Because of your prayer，
因为你的祷告。
Your children，
你的
，they will start praying and worshiping，
他们要开始敬拜，他们。
I pray in the name of Jesus，
我奉耶稣的名宣告。
Your children right now have the bondage of the friends, the peers。
他们受到朋友这些不良影响的捆绑的
They are good children but somebody is behind them they pulling back right now I break the chain in the name of Jesus
我要奉耶稣你要断开所有这些不良的捆绑在他你小孩子的身上
Your children are good children but the friends they are not the right way they are holding them and pulling them and taking them in their own direction right now I pray your children are released right now
我奉耶稣名宣告那些坏的朋友来影响他们的，让他们被捆绑的。奉耶稣名断开所有的这些的捆绑。
Right now I pray that when you pray, those kind of children, the young people, this generation, they'll be totally free in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣名宣告这些年轻人的他们的那些不好的朋友，他们接着不好的影响，要完全的在主的面前。
You love the Lord, you walk with the Lord, but your children, they are listening to somebody's message, their friend's way of life, they are going away. Right now I pray, there will be a power going from your hands.
我要奉耶稣宣告呢，当你这个举手来为他们祷告的时候呢，他们要身上要充满了神的能力，他们要有能够分辨的能力，别人什么地方这个神不对齐的，就要弃绝他们。
God is releasing your children from the hands of the enemy.
神要从你的，神要从。
Right now, I pray they will not share with them anymore.
Right now, they are delivered, they are released, coming back to the house. Right now, in the name of Jesus. I see many mothers right now crying. Now I know the problem because your children are very good children, but the Satan has taken them away, and today I see the power going to the children right now.
我看见呢，在很多的母亲呢非常的伤心难过，因为他们的小孩子呢被这个世界掳过去了，奉耶稣基督的名，这些小孩子都要回来，都要回归。
Jesus, right now I release them.
我奉耶稣基督将这个恩膏要赐下来在我们当中。
In the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣基督的名。
You sister, God is answering your prayer. You.
You which one?
And then also the sister I prayed. You. God is answering your prayer. Yeah, you also, yes. Yeah, you. Yeah, the struggle with your children. Yeah, the raised one. You have a struggle with your children. God is releasing you. God is releasing you. And also, you know the sister, you. The sister, yeah. You have a struggle with the children. You serve the Lord. You walk with the Lord. But you have a struggle. I tell you, now is the time of breaking. God's breaking the yoke. The yoke now. I see God's glory coming back to your house. And also you, God is really answering your prayer because you are big struggle. And God is answering right now because you are fighting for a long time. But
Amen.
God is answering you.
Amen.
God is answering you because this is not your battle. The battle belongs to the Lord. You paid everything, but nothing worked out. But I tell you, some other force is working against the family. That's why today, if you see the history, is a past generation, the darkness. But today I tell you, there's through this fasting and praying, God is completely delivering. Your children will come back to the Lord. I tell
Amen.
You, your children will come back. Believe, your children will come back to the Lord. Their testimony is so powerful. So powerful. God is answering you. The brother, I tell you, the second generation, not only one generation, the second generation, God is releasing you. Yes. I tell you, even I don't think you are age, you are going, no, like a Simeon, you will be answering. He said, Lord, at this age, when I cross 80, that's what you said, now is the time, I'm crossing 80, I'm going to see this, my generation coming back. I see this coming, and I saw in your family, your grandchildren, your big family is coming back together.
Amen.
God is answering you right now. I see the breaking, and also the sister, the sister, you know, you have a ministry to break him, and yes, the behind, yeah. God, yes, God is giving a breaking ministry. Yes, God is giving a breaking ministry. There is so much of the people around you, especially young people, they have like the neurotic, some drugs problem. And God is giving you such a power and anointing to deliver completely.
Amen.
In your family, that's going to be not only healing, it's going to be deliverance completely.
Amen.
That's where you lost your finance. Even a company that you could not run properly, it is not a finance problem. This is a warfare in your family.
Amen.
It's a big warfare. But you didn't know. But I tell you, every month, you take 3 months, 3 days fasting. You will see that every month for 1 year, 3 days fasting, you will see the business will come back.
Amen.
And the generation will come back. God is answering you right now. I see that many of the people, God is delivering you. You know, the sister at the back, you have calling and ministry, standing at the last. You have a ministry, you have a calling, you'll be a part of the church. You will be a part of this ministry. It's called the team ministry, women ministry. Women all gather together, and the women have a problem in the womb. When they conceive, and there'll be a problem. So your prayer group, you will start praying. This, especially in your womb, God is healing you. Because when you conceive the child, you had a big problem. But I tell you, there's a two generation fighting, like a Jacob and Esau. This is in you. But I tell you, you have a women's fellowship, prayer fellowship, and you will see this generation, mainly mothers will be healed. God is releasing anointing. I tell you, you are all part of this calling. I see this calling is a mother's calling. Yeah, you have a mother's calling. Wherever you go, mother's calling. The womb calling. Womb. Womb means in the womb. You know the thing is, there is a God is calling the mothers. It's you. This is a women's calling. I tell you, this is going to be a forum. God is releasing you, especially you, struggling a lot. I tell you, God is giving me a new key. I tell you, there will be a golden key. God is giving you. Isaiah 22:22. God spoke to you many times. You remember? God spoke to you, Isaiah 22:22. Every time you said, you're so excited. Yes. Even when you go to Jerusalem, God will speak Isaiah 22:22. This is the key. God is calling this ministry for women. The women is in the womb. The womb curses. So you will break the curses when they conceived. I tell you, some of the women, you don't know the story, they don't have a husband. They conceived because of some other men. That's what I'm talking. That's what I'm talking, and God is speaking to you. You know, that's what I'm talking to you. You know, many times you are struggling in your prayer, it's because of this problem. This problem is very, very strong in your family. But nobody knows. Even your mother also says, I don't know why. Whenever the conception takes place, this is a problem. Yes. And now it's becoming a ministry. God is giving you Isaiah 22:22. When you open the door, and it will be open.
Amen.
When God opens the door, it will be open. This is a key of for David will be put on his shoulder. The time will come. You all will go to Jerusalem, even including you. You will see this time. This time, that will be a golden key God will give. It's for the next generation to be released.
Yes.
No more attack on this generation. And I tell you, some of the children born, they will be totally healed. In your family, so many, if you happen to ask your grandma, your families, they will say, 4 children were aborted. In your family tree, 4 children were aborted. So, that, I won't call it a curse. It's really a bondage in your family. Aborted. But I tell you, every time they were aborted, the mothers went to the room, cried. This is not what they wanted, but they did it. Cried. So that's why your pain is not like when you pray, sometimes you pray, you shout. People think, why you shout? This is a cry of the generation. God's breaking the curse right now. And you will see, when you pray, 4 generations will be healed. And the next 4 generation, just like a joke, he said, now my next 4 generation will rise up. This is going to happen. So believe it, today, God is going to make a breakthrough in your family.
Hallelujah.
Because all the time when you pray, your prayer is negative. Then you get yourself afraid. This is coming from your 4 generation. So God is healing you right now. So right now I pray that many, many mothers, that you are carrying the curses in you. And today God is calling you. Break the curses of the young generation.
Amen.
That's why I pray for you. Your life will be so blessing. I tell you, your marriage will be a big blessing.
Amen.
Will be a big blessing. Because this is the time God is releasing, especially you. You know, your ministry will be so awesome. You will see, I want to tell you, the young people like you, many famous people, even movie stars, singers, they all will come. I tell you.
Hallelujah.
Even singers will come. Media people will come. But you will tell them, I belong to God.
Amen.
I belong to God. This is the generation God is choosing you. You know you... Whenever you say, I'm not the person, I don't want this kind of... Even when I pray, you say, no, I don't want. I know who I am. But I tell you, you are chosen in the womb of the mother. Every time people pray, even prophecy comes, you say, I don't want this. I know who I am. But God knows who I am, who you are. You have to accept, start your life. I tell you, professors, PhD, doctorate, they will come to you. They will come to you. God will put you on the top because you feel so shame. No. No. I tell you, there are times your mom could not pay your fees. Even you shouted at your mom. That day said, it's a shame for me. But I tell you, the coming days, you will pay the fees for the universities, for the young girls. So many young girls,
right.
They will have education. Higher studies because of you. Because God changed you completely. And I tell you, I see three of you, the marriage set apart. I tell you, he did not run for husband. Your husband is a man of God. The young generation, you will see that. But I want to tell you, many of the things you receive from your mom is, it's like a bitterness, anger. But today, God gives you love for your mom, heart for your mom. And today, God gives you heart for the young generation.
Right.
Start this journey. And God is here. Father, I pray every kind of curse on the young people. The young people, from they receive from their, even from the forefather, third generation, fourth generation. And today it is in their heart. But today I break it in the name of Jesus. I break every young person who is taking up a decision to get married. Father, I see here, Father, I see one of the girls, they don't want to get married. He said, I don't want marriage. Today you speak right now. You will accept the marriage. You will be happy to receive this marriage. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, this is coming from the past generation. You hate the marriage because something happened in the family. In the name of Jesus, you will love this marriage.
Amen.
I release such a power and anointing right now.
Amen.
Father, I pray for many children. They look at their parents divorced and separated, and they feel the pain. But today, all the young people who are coming from single parents are divorced or separated, I tell you, this year is the key year, golden key year. Your children is going to have a golden key. What you could not open, your children will open. You are going to see this young generation, especially this year, father the generation. They were never seen their fathers, especially the children, because of the divorce. They are waiting for the Father's love. These young people will get married. And you see the girls, the husbands will be like their fathers. Somebody receive this message.
Yes.
This is a real message I am releasing to some people. Your children, they never received the Father's love. But really they are crying for Father. But I want to tell you, your daughters, when they get married, the husband will be a father to them. I receive, please, this message. Tell your children. Tell your children very clearly. Your marriage is going to be a double blessing. Your husband will be not only a husband, he will be a father to you.
Amen.
Receive this message.
Amen.
Receive this message.
Amen.
May God is giving to the message to your children. Because this is time. God wants to break this yoke in the hearts and the minds of this young generation. They are fatherless, but they are really craving for love. They really want to see the real love. But today I tell you, something is happening in your family. Something is happening in your family. Something is happening in your family. God is breaking this yoke in the children and receive the Father's love. Father, I just pray for some people who have gone for separation, divorce and separation. Today I pray for them, Father, this is not their fault. It has happened.
Amen.
It has happened by mistake. But today give them heart to accept. But today I pray, these fathers and mothers, single parents, they will pass on God's blessing upon the next generation.
Amen.
They will not receive the hurts. They will not release the orphan spirit. But they will release the father's heart and mother's love to them. Father, I pray for all the mothers. Is there a sister there? God is speaking to you behind that blue t-shirt. Yes. God is speaking to you. Something happened in your family. That behind, yeah. You. You. Yeah. It's you. So I tell you, don't worry about the marriage in your family. It's the best marriage. God is going to honor you. Some of the people come in the celebration. Amazing. They come together to praise God, worship God. And this is what you were expecting. God is turning around. It's the Feast of Cana. It's going to happen in your family. In this marriage, Jesus will come. He will bring the best wine. God is removing everything from the past. Always late. But no more late. It's the right time. God is releasing you. God knows your pain. You always say, this is not my mistake. Lord, I don't want this to happen to my children. Somebody cursed me. Somebody made this. Now I've become a culprit. But Lord, I don't want my children. Yes, God is answering your prayer. The children are very important in your family. Your prayers are very, very important. Father, I release some of the fathers and mothers. They feel so painful when the children moved away from the family, because they would not give what the children, the young people wanted. But today I pray, this father have a double blessing. And the mothers has a double anointing. What the one person missed, they will receive compensate today. In the name of Jesus, I pray. In your family, the children will see both father and mother. In the name of Jesus, children will have a very good marriage. They will never go for any kind of separation and divorce. In the name of Jesus, some people are so scared, even young people, you are scared. My life will be like my mom. No, no, no. You will be very different. Your marriage will be very different.
Amen.
What happened to your mom is not going to happen to you. In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
I release a special favor upon you. You are a God child. In the name of Jesus, I release. Father, I thank you for releasing a destiny upon this young generation.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for everyone today. They come with a big problem, but today they come to you because of the problem. Thank you, Jesus. Every problem has a purpose to come closer to you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for every problem. Thank you, Father. And today, my prayer, the problem should not go waste. It has to bring the whole family to you. Today it's going to happen in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I think one thing, the form, why I gave the envelope, we have changed the address, PO box, so that's a new one. That's why I want to give you.
Okay.
Don't change, anyone sent in the contribution earlier, don't change the old address.
Okay.
This is a new address.
I already announced that, so they know that the envelope is the correct address. Okay. Hallelujah.